From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Chinese legal activist Chen Guangcheng has arrived in the United States. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Chen's arrival in the New York area ends a month-long diplomatic standoff between Washington and Beijing.
A plane carrying Chen Guangcheng and his family touched down in Newark, New Jersey around 6 p.m. local time. The activist had disrupted American-Chinese diplomatic relations ever since escaping from house arrest and seeking refuge at a U.S. embassy last month. Chen is now expected to enroll at New York University School of Law, where his friend Jerome Cohen helps direct the U.S.-Asia Law Institute. Chen's supporters described him as happy, but they say he remains concerned that his friends and relatives in Shandong Province will suffer retribution because of his escape. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The NAACP has passed a resolution endorsing same-sex marriage as a civil right and opposing any efforts that it says codifies discrimination or hatred into the law. The Baltimore-based National Association for the Advancement of Color People announced Saturday that its board voted at a leadership retreat in Miami to back a resolution supporting marriage equality. It said the position is consistent with the equal protection provision of the U.S. Constitution. Same-sex marriage is legal in 6 states and the District of Columbia, but 31 states have passed amendments to ban it. Chicago police kept a close watch on protesters holding impromptu marches in the city's downtown area a day before the 2012 NATO summit gets underway. NPR Cheryl Corley reports one of the largest demonstrations was in front of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's home.
Hundreds gathered first in a city park and then made their way to Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's North Side home. Mark Kaplan with the group North Side Action has protested in front of the mayor's home before.
Today we're marching because we think it's outrageous that the city is closing or has closed mental health clinics.
6 of 12 clinics in all. A travesty, says Kaplan, while there's so much money being spent on the NATO summit. An anti-NATO march is expected to draw thousands when the summit begins. While protests take place outside, delegations from about 60 countries will gather at Chicago's McCormick Place to discuss the future of NATO and the war in Afghanistan. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The U.S. and other members of the G8 industrial nations are expressing hope that Greece remains in the eurozone. They say all the nations have an interest in the success of efforts to strengthen the eurozone and help Europe's economy grow. In a statement released today at a summit in Camp David, members said the global economic recovery is showing signs of progress, but significant headwinds persist. President Obama hosted today's gathering. He says the world leaders have made progress on several international issues, including Iran, Syria, and North Korea. This is NPR. The first tropical storm of the hurricane season has formed off the coast of South Carolina, but is not expected to make landfall. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Alberto was centered about 130 miles east of Charleston, South Carolina. No coastal watches or warnings were in effect, but forecasters said they may have to issue one later for the Carolinas coast. At Arlington National Cemetery today, buglers from all over the country are celebrating the 150th anniversary of the evocative American bugle song, Taps. NPR's Allison Keyes was there.
The uniforms of the buglers were like rainbows, and the bright sunshine glinted off their horns as the musicians and their families gathered to play the haunting 24-note melody. Laura Schofield is 11 and was excited to be here.
But a little nervous.
After all of the buglers played together at the flag-draped old amphitheater, Laura and the others were going to disperse throughout the cemetery and play it again.
We're going to play in front of my grandpa's niche, and it'll be really special to us.
The song is an 1862 revision of a bugle call that had been used before the Civil War. Now it's played at military funerals, and you'll also hear it on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Lower temperatures and higher humidity are expected to help crews battling a wildfire that has scorched 12 square miles in northern Colorado. A camper using an outdoor stove is being blamed for starting the blaze. He's been issued a citation and faces a $300 fine and possible restitution charges. No buildings have been damaged, and officials say the fire was about 45% contained as of this morning. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.